Yeah, my opinion is actually if.
Thank you for calling Zoke. How can I help you?
George, please.
Yes, one second, please.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. What's up?
All right. So let's kind of walk through your file step by step.
Sure.
I'm going to kind of talk to you the way I would talk to my customers. So hopefully
sure,
it's not going to rub you the
wrong
way.
No worries. That's fine. I'm here I'm ready to listen. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think what's really important here is you walking through and understanding how these files work, and let's maybe hopefully find a solution. So the first thing is this. We're going to talk about the capital first. So
okay.
You've done multiple loans with national funding. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. What was your most
with
recent...
I don't remember another one or two different ones.
Your most recent loan...
Yeah, national funding. You are absolutely right.
Yeah, they're a good company. What was your most recent loan with them? I understand you said you did a short term, like 8 months. What was your most recent loan? How much did you borrow? Your most recent.
More like 3-4 months ago.
Sure.
4 months, 3 or 4 months ago, I think.
All right. So I understand what your payment is, but I don't understand what you borrowed and what your payback was. So what were the terms on that loan?
Don't get me wrong, but do I have to share this information with you? Is more like kind
you
of private. I'm just thinking aloud.
No, you don't have to do anything. It's completely, you're right. You can just hang up. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't take it the wrong way if you hung up on the phone on me. But I think if someone...
I will never do that.
Well, someone needs to walk you through kind of how these programs work and what's different rather than selling.
Why don't you tell me what you have to offer, and then I will take my decision.
Okay, so there's a lot of things going on. There's a few parts of these loans, and let me walk you through it. So generally, the way that these loans work is, and you've done probably what's called a renewal. So there's a few moving parts in these loans. So what's important? Well, the important is how much money are you getting? What is the interest rate? What is the term? You know, how much are you paying back in interest over that term? And also the renewal. So let me tell you how, and we're going to use like 30,000. We're going to use 10 grand as a basic example.
That's all right.
You borrow $10,000. Mm-hmm. Now let's say over 8 months, you pay back 30,000. So let's say 3,000. So let's say you borrow 10,000 and over 8 months you pay back 3,000. So you're paying $13,000 in interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what often happens is once you're halfway through the loan, you'll need more money or want to borrow more money. So what will happen in that scenario is this. The lender you work with, and this is how most of these loans work, is that they'll call you and they'll say, hey, look, you're halfway through this loan. You borrowed essentially 13, you paid back $6,500. So now you'll qualify for another $15,000 loan. And what they'll do is they'll give you a $15,000 loan, and then they'll subtract the $6,500 you haven't paid. You haven't paid them. So you're getting $15,000 minus $6,500. So you're getting like $8,500, okay?
Uh-huh, got it.
The whole problem with this is, it's not a problem, it's an issue that customers are facing, is what you're really doing is, not only you're basically prepaying interest. So you're not paying $3,000 of interest over 8 months in that scenario, you're really paying $3,000 of interest over 4 months because you're rolling over that interest. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I get that. Oh yes. I know. I will never do that. Yes, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm assuming you did that on one of your programs. Did you do a renewal with him?
No, I did not.
Oh, so you
did a loan. I finished the loan X amount of months before, and then after 6 or 8 months, then I asked him for a new loan. But
okay.
I didn't. Well, no, a roll up thing. So.
Oh, so it wasn't a roll up. Okay.
No, it was not.
Okay.
No. I finalized, and maybe 6 or 8 months later.
Okay.
I would say I request another loan.
Okay. And so the one thing is I always look for, and like I said, the way that I work is you don't have to tell me anything and that's completely fine. I was just trying to see the amount they funded you, and the longest thing
$60,000?
they did 60 grand. Okay.
The first one, 50,000, the second one.
Okay. So I think what's happening is because you have some pretty big overdrafts, and so the problem is the $50,000 loan, in my opinion,
yes,
it's not going to do as much. So there's really two ways to attack your offer, and I'd tell you what my advice is. So okay. the first way is to turn it into a rate war. And a rate war was the lowest cost wins. The problem with that, but here's the problem.
Okay.
You customers often don't get enough money. It's just a sale to the lender, the bank, and everyone moves on. So here's what I would propose.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is you need a larger amount of money because at the end of the day, you're going to need to buy this equipment from China. So if you get one of these loans, you're going to have to pay off national funding. You can't carry multiple of these loans at the same time. And so here's my thought process. If you get one large loan, a large loan, it gives you the control of the situation.
What are you thinking? Was there a large loan? Sorry.
About 90 to 100 grand. About 90 grand.
Okay. It's enough. 100,000.
I'm going to do about 90. That's why I have an approval for here. So 90, but you're asking for an amount. And the reason I do that amount is it's usually around 8 to 9% of revenues, okay? If you do a $90,000 loan and you pay off national funding by, say, 30, you owe them like 30 or 38 grand. Is that correct?
Yeah, more or less.
So if let's just say you owe them 38,000.
Yeah.
You would be netting around 60 grand, which would make your purchase possible from China. However, the most important thing, I think, is because you've got all these moving pieces, is with our working capital loans, we offer what's called interest forgiveness. So let me explain that. And it's in a contract. It's in writing. It's in black and white.
Okay.
If you do a year term with us or 6 months, it doesn't really matter. If you do a renewal with us, if you qualify for a renewal and you get more funding, we waive all the remaining interest. So you don't do double dipping. You don't carry forward this interest. So let's say you do a 12-month term.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to borrow working capital. That means your business is growing. But if you do a 12-month term and in 6 months you qualify for renewal and you do a renewal, we waive all that remaining interest. So it's not this whole rate war issue. It's making sure that you get the best program. Because a percentage point here or there won't really matter that much. What will matter is something that offers interest forgiveness on a renewal. In terms of term length, Jeremiah kind of said that you were looking for 6 months. Can I give you my thoughts? Okay. 6 months, in my opinion, is grossly inappropriate for your business. Because you
I think there's a misunderstanding. 6 months will be crazy.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So when I see overdrafts, and I don't play judgment, I'm always pushing customers to the longest term available, not because we make more money, but simply because that's the most appropriate action. So what I want to do is, and I've got an approval for $90,000 for you, by the way, I'm going to see how aggressive I can get on pricing on it. So I'm going to see if I can get you just a really good deal. But that's step one to make sure all these wheels turn. And look, if the wheels don't turn, at least you've got information in front of you.
Okay.
So
you're
running around 237 a day, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the cool thing is this. If you get a loan that is at a decent rate and a longer term, your payment...
When you say longer term, what are you thinking?
Like 12 months.
Okay.
Not 8 months. If you get a decent-sized loan and you get a longer term, your payment is not going to triple. I think the biggest issue that people have is that when if you're getting a 50 or 60, and I have nothing wrong to say with national funding, we're kind of an anomaly in this industry. We're different.
Correct.
How we underwrite files. But if you borrow 50 or 60 grand and you do it over an 8 month term, your payment's always going to be high, really regardless of what kind of interest rate you pay, but it's going to be high because of the short term. If you to give you an idea, the worst case scenario is this. If you borrowed $90,000 from us, and you did it over a 12-month term, your payment's going to be, the worst case scenario is a payment of, and this is worst case, is $490 a day. So you're borrowing 50% more money, but your payment's not going up by 50% because you're getting a combination of a lower rate and a combination of more money. Plus, if you want to renew, there's no carrying forward of interest, so it kind of puts you more in control. That's step one. let me give you kind of, I think, what I think best case scenario is going to be, so you can understand, so we don't have any, like, cross signals, okay?
Okay.
If we looked at best case scenarios on this 90 grand, mm-hmm. Give me a second. Best case scenario, you would be looking at payments probably around 445 a month. Since I specialize in working capital, what I can do is this. I can actually do that transaction for you start to finish. And also, just, you know, on the program that I'm quoting you, there would be a one-time origination fee of 2.5%. I'm not going to hide that. So there's a one-time origination fee of 2.5%. But I just want to make sure, since capital seems to be part of something that's necessary here, that giving you a longer term, more money, and a program with renewal interest forgiveness would make the most sense. That's just my opinion, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, let me see the numbers. Let me see the cost of the money, and I will decide from there.
Okay. So let's go on to next step. So here's the whole issue that you're going to face.
Okay.
I'm assuming on most of these working capital programs, mm-hmm. there's called what is a blanket UCC. And just, you know.
What is the blanket UCC? I'm sorry.
Well, because one of the things you're saying, the cost of money, but let me kind of walk through this. The cost of the money is not the most important thing here, in my opinion. The cost of the money is the renewal option. If you can get in the program that forgives remaining interest, that is the most important thing. That's like the biggest issue in this industry, and that's the most important thing to look for, as opposed to saving a point or two. So let me explain what's called a blanket UCC. When you do most working capital loans, there's what's called a uniform commercial code placed on your business. I do not know if you have one on your business. I'm just assuming you do, because 9 out of 10 of these deals do have a UCC. And what that means is there's a lien placed on the assets, not because anyone wants to go after you, but because what lenders are afraid of is that you will get multiple working capital loans. It's called stacking, where you're putting one on top of the other. Okay?
I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now we're going to make it really complicated and go to the equipment side. When your equipment is arriving in the U.S., when your equipment goes in, what there will be is there's something called a UCC placed. And we have to do a search on both the business and the person that owns, that's selling the equipment. So if you have a UCC placed on your business, let's just say you didn't take our loan. Let's just say you paid cash for this equipment and you wanted a loan against the equipment when it arrived. Well, if we do a blanket search on your business and we see this UCC, we actually have to go to the lender and do what's called a subordination. And what that means is we go to this lender and we say, hey, look, you can keep your UCC filing, but you have to sign this piece of paperwork for us that says that even though you have a UCC filing, this is our equipment. This is Bank of Cardiff's equipment. It's ours. So even if you this customer defaults, you can't repossess that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, right. I understand that.
It's a very complex process. Here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. This equipment doesn't have a title. So let's just say we're financing a car. If we're financing a car, we can prove ownership of that because there's a title. We would hold that title. But because this equipment doesn't have a title, we have to do what's called a UCC search. Now, when we do these reimbursements every day, 99 out of 100 times, the lender comes back to us. They say, hey, yeah, you know what? There's no problem. We'll sign the subordination. We don't care. But no one, and I mean no one in this business, can actually guarantee that will happen. So you, on this transaction, would have to be comfortable with the idea that wherever you go, I'm just giving you the information, wherever you go, Jorge, do you go by Jorge or George, by the way?
Whatever, it's Jorge, some people call me George.
Okay.
Jorge, so whatever you feel comfortable, I'm fine with it.
All right, if you go by Jorge, I'll call you Jorge. So Jorge,
okay.
Well, here's the deal. Let's just say you get the cash to buy this equipment. And you're doing this transaction with the understanding that you're going to finance, your whole plan is, once this equipment comes to my shop, I turn this into a 5-year loan, correct? Or a 4-year loan.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to be comfortable with the fact, and it's something that's going to probably make you uncomfortable, that you'll take the cash loan, but there is a chance, a small chance, but a chance nonetheless, that when your equipment gets delivered from China, that someone will have issues doing the funding of the 5-year loan. And the reason is because that loan actually can't really, at the end of the day, can't be put together until the equipment arrives. So regardless of what anyone tells you in the industry, I'm being frank with you, there's always a small chance that you sign documents, you do your part, and something goes, pardon my language, it goes sideways in funding. It goes to crap in funding when your equipment arrives. So you'd have to be uncomfortable with saying like, hey, look, I'll do this, but I'll understand that something can go sideways. Okay?
Let me ask you, if I'm getting a loan, let's say that we get a $90,000 loan, I purchase equipment, I pay back natural funding, and now I'll owe you $90,000 plus whatever the interests are for 1 year. What happens if we don't like get a 5-year loan or whatever? Let me make my numbers, and maybe that's the route I want to do.
That is a very important thing to say. So it's just a thought. Here's the one thing you don't want to do in my business if you actually have a conscience. It's all about honesty. So if you're going to tell us, hey, look, Ruben, hey, Jeremiah, hey, Bank of Cardiff, I would like to do the loan when this equipment gets arrived, but okay, I'm going to be okay if it doesn't. If something goes badly, I'll just pay off and I won't do the 5-year loan, then hey, we're cool, we're good to go. But let me tell you about a story that I cleaned up, and it's not a good story.
Okay.
Like I told you yesterday, I have some customers that get referred to me, but they've had issues. So I had a customer come to me the other day. Mm-hmm. Be as that as may, there was issues. But I had a customer that came to me the other day. They did the same thing. They could do capital, but they needed to get a 5-year loan on this equipment once it arrived. They needed that. They couldn't pay this loan back naturally. And the problem was that because someone didn't have this conversation with them, their loan's in hell in a handbasket. No one can help them out. I can't help them out. No one can help them. So they're not able to pay this loan back, and they're basically screwed. So I would tell you that if you don't want to do a 5-year loan, and that's like a maybe, and you want to see those numbers, then that could be good, as long as you understand kind of what the issues are. So let's kind of go over.
You might, if I interrupt you, Ruben, for a second. What I'm understanding, based on what you're saying, is that because the type of equipment, that the equipment is made in China, once I get the equipment, there are chances, some chances, that we're not going to be getting the 5-year loan, right?
There's a chance that it goes to shit.
Equipment, correct.
It's not the nature of the equipment. It's that you are buying from an... It's not that the equipment is made in China. We finance equipment that's made in China all the time. It's that seller of the equipment, the actual legal seller... The seller is an out-of-U.S. corporation, so it's an out-of-country company, and that also there's a UCC filing. Yes, so there is always a chance that, yes, this goes completely to shit in funding.
Correct. So you're warning me in a good way, saying, Jorge, we maybe can get you whatever amount of money at X price for 12 months. That's done. Now, the second option or the second alternative for you, Jorge, is that you may be able to get a new loan to 5 years for the equipment. 50-50.
Yes.
Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it's not going to happen, right? That's what you're saying, right?
No, what I'm saying is this. That loan, so it's a very interesting thing. That loan's approved. We have two approvals, and after we hash this out, I'm going to go over those numbers because I had to take a your file's there's some messiness not on your part and our part, so I kind of cleaned it up. But we have two approvals for you for great terms for cash. I mean, for the 2 to 5 year loans, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. But what I'm saying is, while those fundings, although loans are approved, the whole issue that you're going to face, I guess I could put it this way. You're a homeowner, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You get a pre-approval to buy a house. Great. You get your pre-approval. You go through the mortgage process. We've all been through it. It's not fun, correct? It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. So once the mortgage process is done, well, let's just say you're buying a condo in California. You're buying a condo in California. You can have everything perfect. But if that condo doesn't get certified by your lender, if it doesn't have the right financials, everything can fall apart. Well, it's not a huge risk to you as a buyer as a condo because, hey, you just don't move in, no big deal. But here, the real risk for your businesses is that you're extending money before you get your product. So you're putting yourself on a limb, but at the same time, I understand you're willing to go on that limb because of the savings. You know, this equipment, what does this equipment cost in the U.S.? Like 200 grand or something like that?
In the U.S., well, in the U.S., you don't find these equipments in the U.S. There's no manufacturers.
Okay.
It is in Switzerland or it's in China or Italy. So those okay. two places, I believe, is, well, there's, now, laser cut, there's no, unfortunately, there's no made in the USA equipment, unfortunately.
No, not made in USA. Are there any
dealers? No, laser, let me think. Well, yes, I don't know. This guy represents a company from Switzerland, but I don't know if they're a U.S. company, to be honest. But the price of that equipment is $140,000. So
yeah, it's huge cost difference. Yeah, so yes, what I'm telling you is this. While your funding is approved for this equipment, and I just had a client of my own who kind of forced the issue from China, and you know, we're working through the issues, but there is issues. So yes, to kind of recap, there is always a chance when this goes to, because the whole thing is this, the money, it's all about when is the money released. And if we do a 5-year loan and release the money, we got to go through a series of steps. When you buy from someone in the US, we go through those steps before they ship the equipment. In this case, we have to go through those steps after they ship the equipment, and most importantly, after you pay. So yes, there is a chance, pardon my language, it completely goes to shit. That is always good to tell clients instead of kind of glossing over the issue. So
of course,
let's go over, so both on the capital, and then I'm going to switch gears on the equipment. So on the capital, the question that you really have is, hey man, understand, but also it does come down to the cost of the money, what kind of deal can I get on if I just did the capital? So you have everything in front of you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So let's go over this. So we've got an approval for you for $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
We also include, just so you know, a $20,000 line of credit. So not only would it be 90, we'd give you a $20,000 line of credit. I think the $20,000 line of credit, it's like 20 bucks a month for a fee. It's like nothing. But if you needed some extra money, you could tap into that and then pay it back immediately. So it's a really good product to add for additional funding. So if we looked at 90 grand, let me get, so we're going to give you, what is the payback and the best case payback, and we're also going to assume there's a 2.5% origination fee taken out of the loan proceeds. So if you borrowed 90 grand over 12 months, the worst case scenario payback is 118,800. It's 118,800 over 12 months. I can offer you something shorter. I just don't think it's a good idea. I think the longer is the better. This loan also does come with interest forgiveness, which says, hey, look, if you decide to pay this loan off early, I'm sorry, it says if you decide to renew, we waive all the remaining interest on your renewal. If you pay off early, there's also a discount of 25% of the remaining interest. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you decide you pay off early, that is an option. It rarely happens, but we throw it out there. What is the best case scenario? So on the best case scenario.
So you're charging me on this loan like 24%, right?
No, I'm giving you the payback. So on the best case scenario is 112,500. So the way these loans are calculated are what's 500. That's the best case scenario. So the rate factor, I'm quoting you a rate factor. So, and that's why I don't want to like see your contract with National, but I want to give you a cost comparison. Mm-hmm. So if you looked at the cost of this loan, the payback factor I'm quoting you is between a 125 over a year to a 132 over a year. Just, you know, if you did this over like 9 months, those numbers would go down significantly. But then again, your payment would go up. So I think it would accomplish your need, because to kind of look at it from a, if you look at it from a global perspective, if you did this loan, you would get enough money to buy this equipment and naturally pay it back, but your payment's not going to skyrocket. Your payment's not going to skyrocket. And if you needed some extra money, so let's just walk through a real world scenario. The equipment costs what, $69,000, correct?
$69,000.
Great. So obviously you got a lot of money coming into your business and a lot of money going out, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So let's look at that scenario. If we give you 90 grand, your national funding balance is $38,000. That gets you to $62,000. So you're 7 grand short. You can tap into the line of credit, you can get some other cash on that, and you can accomplish your goals. So those are the numbers that I have with interest forgiveness. Let's now talk about what I can do for equipment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pen handy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a fun one, by the way.
I have a what?
You have a fun file.
A fun file? What do you mean?
I actually like it. There's a lot of moving parts that actually I really enjoy solving these problems.
Oh, okay.
It's great. I've helped out a lot of customers, so I actually like all these moving parts and giving people the information they need. Okay. It's just it's a lot of moving pieces. This is nothing against Jeremiah. This is extremely complex stuff. It's very complex stuff on the financing side of things. So let's talk about what we can do on the equipment loans. Mm-hmm. There were some mistakes made in your file. I want to go over a few options and kind of give you the best option, because I also know that you're sensitive to how much interest you're paying back. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So.
Well, I'm just trying to find the best cost for the money available. That's basically what I want to do. So, yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. I think what would be important here is going into this transaction and understanding that there is a small chance that something does go haywire in funding, and I know you're appreciating that I'm sharing with you. I just have to be as clear as possible on these things can happen. So let's talk about what we can do on other transactions. So,
but let me ask you regarding the first scenario that you were giving me, which was I understood that you said scenario one is $90,000, and then you mentioned your payback will be $118,000, but then you came back with another number saying it will be $112,500.
Yeah, let me say this. That is best case and worst case scenario. I'm working on those numbers right now. So those are the numbers you would expect. Yeah. The approval is good. I'm just seeing what I can do with pricing, and I'll let you know later today. But that's still, like, to give you an idea, the way you want to compare these loans is this. I'm not going to guess anything, but usually the loan product, if you look at the way these loans are calculated, are generally around, because these are cash loans, they're generally around 2% to 3% per month. Sometimes they're higher. So most customers that are, from what I see, when customers are getting an 8-month loan, I see oftentimes that they're paying almost 30% over 8 months. That's why a lot of customers don't like these loans. What we're offering you is 32% over 12 months. If you wanted to do like 9 months, just so you know, your cost of your loan on 9 months, like, let me just give you some ideas so you can understand. If you did $90,000 and you did it over, say, a 9-month period, you're going to pay back a lot. You're going to save thousands. Your paybacks would probably be around, like, I don't know. Let me just, actually, I should be able to bring up some numbers. If you do this over 9 months, your paybacks probably even be below 110. The whole issue, though, is if you do a
year. Can you tell me the percentage? Like the same example comparable to 12 months?
Oh, yeah. So if you did.
You said 32% 12 months, which is crazy expensive. But I will let you know my decision later. But if you said 12, 9 months, how much will it cost me the money?
So let's kind of go back to that, because you said something I don't want to have an elephant in the room.
No, Ruben, this is my point, and I'm sure you're a very smart kid. I can see that. Very smart. And you know very well what you're doing. So I would like you to sit in my chair, and understand what we're trying to do. So
absolutely.
This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the equipment that is going to help us to improve quality and saving a salary, basically, in one salary. That's one. Two, we may need extra capital. Maybe I want to pay back these guys from national funding. You are correct. Maybe not. I don't know. But basically what I want to do is I would like to, let's say that I'm going to pay you in 12 months. Let's say, I'm just thinking that may be the best.
So the rate factor? That may be. Go on, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So basically, let's say that I want $120,000, okay? I want to pay back national funding, get rid of that loan. I want to pay back the machine, and maybe I want to keep $20,000 or $30,000 with me, okay? So let's say that, and I don't want to finance the machine once the machine is here. Let's forget about that option.
Okay.
Because I'm understanding what you're saying, that maybe we can get maybe not.
This.
Right? So let's assume that we don't go that route, and we just assume we're going to pay back on a monthly basis the loan to you, because we're going to pay back national funds.
That's not 100% true. It's not true. So the rate factor.
Why is not true, or what is not true?
I'm gonna address it. So on the 12-month term, the rate factor I'm quoting you is a 125 to 132. That means for every dollar you're borrowing over a 12-month period, it'd be 25 to 32 cents on the dollar. I'm working on those numbers. If you looked at, say, a 9-month period, that number should be a lower range. That number on a 9-month period should range between 18 cents on the dollar and 28 cents on the dollar. That's best case and worst case scenario.
Got it. How about this, Ruben? Why don't you do this? Why don't you, let's talk about $120,000 because I want to pay back natural funding.
Your business? So yes. In terms of these cash loans, so
yes.
And I know you're busy, but we should solve all these issues. So
no, that's fine. I have the time right now.
So if you looked at this loan, if you pay back the most your business qualifies up to X number of dollars.
Okay. How much is that amount?
That amount would be about 90 grand plus a $20,000 line of credit. So essentially,
okay,
you're qualifying. Yeah, you're qualifying for 110. You're doing 90
as
well.
Okay, let's say 110. That's fine.
Yeah. So the pricing that I'm going to quote you are based off 90 because it's your choice when you want to use that line of credit. That's completely your choice. So if you did 90 grand, grand, mm-hmm. you would pay off national funding. It's part of the contract. We don't do what's called stacking on them. We don't put another loan on top of their loan. So this loan would pay off national funding.
Yes.
You would net the remainder. And
yes.
then you would have a renewal option once you're halfway through the loan. So you don't have to. Once you're halfway through the loan, which is 50% time, you're allowed to apply it for more money. Generally, the way we work is the following. If you have a good history with us, you pay us on time, you're not mm-hmm. defaulting, and your cash flow supports it, usually the second go around will give you a lower rate and more money in the longer term. At the same time, if you're not paying us, you have bad cash flow, and we're not collecting our money, we probably will not renew you. It's just kind of the common
sense. Of course, no, but I don't like to think, okay, I get your point, but usually I pay all my loans. So, I don't have a bad history.
Here's the thing I was saying. It's not that something will go bad. You should do an equipment loan when the equipment gets arrived, in my opinion. You should. Because what you're going to be able to do is, you're going to be able to get all this cash back and turn that into a very manageable monthly payment. Very manageable.
I agree, but I want to consider that worst case scenario, I don't get that loan.
Correct.
You know? So I want to be with my feet on the ground thinking, okay, what happens if we don't get the loan?
Okay.
Right? What I need from you is give me the numbers on 9 months, 12 months for the $90,000. Give me the cost of the money for the line of credit and the terms, when I can use it, how I can use it. And if we get the loan, the five-year loan, how much will cost me that loan for the $69,000?
Hold on.
If you can put me that in writing, I will be able to take a commission.
It'll be today.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Who will pay national funding, you or us?
We would pay them off as part of the proceeds.
Okay.
Okay, but I also want to take the time to go through the numbers because the credit officer screwed up on your file. We spoke yesterday on what the numbers would look like if you wanted to do an equipment loan when that equipment arrives, okay?
Okay.
So
send me the information as soon as you can so I can make a decision as soon as we can.
You're going to have an email by the end of the day. Just, you know, you're going to have two scenarios on this on the equipment side. One is going to be basically with a down payment. One is just without a down payment on that. I'm going to give you both scenarios. I kind of figured everything out. Hopefully, we'll find a solution for you. Anything else that I could do for you right now?
No, I have one more question. You said something about the UCC or UC something.
Yeah.
Can you explain me exactly what does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is that? Because I want to learn.
Of course. So when we do a working capital loan, we're going to provide...
With national funding, I did a loan. So they go to the UCC or whatever, and they register that I have a loan. Right?
I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that, but I know we do it for our loans, and it's very, very common. So here's what a UCC is. A UCC is called a Uniform Commercial Code. That's basically a filing on the business that says that there's a loan, that there's a lien. Lien is not a bad thing, that there's a lien to protect the lender's interest. Just like you have a lien on your car, you have a lien on equipment, etc.
This is a lien on my business, I see.
Correct. And the reason people do it, and I don't know if national fundings do it, so don't count me to that. You didn't hear this from me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't know either.
Traditionally, so let's say we pay off national funding. I know but we'll put a UCC on the business. And the reason we'll do that is because we don't want multiple companies doing loans on top of our loans. The whole issue is this. Because that lien, you literally think of what's called a blanket, and that you have to go underneath that blanket and get rights to that equipment that's delivered. So God forbid you default, because here's the worst case scenario.
I know what you're saying, and then you get equipment.
Right? No. So let's just say you do your lien. Let's say you have a blanket lien. Well, the way it works is this. When you buy from a U.S. vendor or an invoice, usually when it's dated within 20 days, we'll go to your secretary. Let's just say you're buying a piece of equipment that's 10 grand. We'll go to your secretary of state. We'll get the vendor invoice, and we'll put a filing on the equipment that will say, this equipment is ours until it's paid off. Regardless of any UCC filings, this is our UCC. We own this equipment until it's paid off. It's our equipment. It's our collateral. Well, it doesn't really work that way with foreign vendors. And so the fear is, let's just say someone goes bankrupt. Stuff happens. They go bankrupt.
Not me. Yeah,
I
can handle that. So,
but let's just say the lender comes after you, or the IRS comes after you, whoever it may be. If that equipment is not free and clear, we might not even be able to repossess that equipment.
I understand. So you're the first one to get the okay.
Yeah, you have to go underneath that blanket basically and say, this is mine. And that's what makes this a very complex transaction. That's the whole issue.
Well, I know. But I mean, that's what I'm. Yeah. You're a smart kid. You are. You know what you're doing.
I've been with our firm for over 9 years.
Yeah, you can tell that. Well, everything is clear now. So I'll wait for your numbers. And it makes sense, and I will move forward.
You'll get a call from me by the end of the day giving final numbers on both products.
Very good, Ruben. Well, thank you so much for your call, and have a great day, okay?
You got it.
Thank you, Ruben. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.